with Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy challenging U.S. Senator Ed Markey in the 2020 Democratic primary, some Berkshire County state lawmakers are taking sides. Congressman Joe Kennedy has promoted his candidacy as a generational choice, while Senator Ed Markey, the dean of the delegation, says he intends to run vigorously on his record. Democratic State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier of the 3rd Berkshire District described Markey as, quote, an outstanding U.S. senator who has been, quote, excellent for Pittsfield.
He has particularly taken on charter spectrum with us, and he is working with trying to change some FCC regulations so we could get a Boston television station in the Berkshires as opposed to only getting New York news.
She condemned Kennedy's effort to unseat him.
We have a prime objective for 2020, and that is to change who is sitting in the White House. And anything that diverts attention, money, activist hours from that objective is really short-sighted, and it's harmful to our country. And I think this particular primary race is going to divert a tremendous amount of attention and dollars from that objective. And I think it was an unwise move by Congressman Kennedy.
Meanwhile, State Senator Adam Hines has endorsed Kennedy, hosting a September event for him in Pittsfield. He echoed Kennedy's remarks about, quote, showing up in Western Massachusetts in comments to reporters.
Obviously, it wasn't an easy decision to make, right? We have an incumbent U.S. senator, but it feels like there's a really important moment right now where we do need to change our system. We do have to ask the big questions, the tough questions, and who brings the gravitas to have a national impact, who's right on the issues. He's strong on the environment. He's strong on LGBTQ issues and down the line. After a lot of consideration, I decided he's the one who brings the energy and will mobilize the young voters and beyond. And so I'm pretty excited to be with him.
Farley Bouvier and Hines are at odds over which candidate is more progressive. Farley Bouvier on Kennedy.
I don't think he has nearly the progressive record as Ed Markey. I mean, I don't think you get more progressive than Ed Markey when it comes to somebody in the Senate. And I would say that's particularly true on climate change and what he's been willing to do there when it comes to net neutrality. Ed Markey has been on the forefront of that.
Hines on Kennedy.
He's someone who, quite honestly, has been supportive of the Green New Deal and Medicare for All. And he has a stronger environmental rating from the League of Conservation Voters than Senator Markey himself.
Kennedy has a 95% lifetime score from the LCV, while Markey has a 94% lifetime score. In 2018, Markey landed a perfect 100%, while Kennedy had a 91%. Again, Hines.
He's been on the front lines in supporting human rights for immigrant families. He's been on the front lines of transgender rights.
Fellow Democrat, State Representative Smitty Pignatelli of the 4th Berkshire District in South County says he's sitting out the primary for now, although Kennedy attended a Pittsfield fundraiser for him in August, just weeks before he announced.
Joe Kennedy and I have been friends for several years. We've worked on some personal and some professional projects over the last 6 or 7 years, so he came out strictly as a friend. The timing of it was interesting. But I'm starting to kind of just lay low in this race.
I had made an original commitment to Senator Markey a couple of months ago.
Democratic State Representative John Barrett of North County's 1st Berkshire District.
When he asked me if I would support him for re-election, at that time I indicated I would. As much as I like Joe Kennedy, I've known him as a young man, and I've known him is now a congressman, and he's an outstanding individual. However, I did make a commitment to Senator Markey, and I will be supporting his candidacy for re-election.
State Rep. Paul Mark, the Democrat who represents the 2nd Berkshire District, said he had no comment on the race. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.